Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on a trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better out their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Kid of the Week every Tuesday. We honor kids doing great things. Got a couple of kids in studio for a cool organization. But first, Sandberg, how do kids get nominated? What do they do? How do they get involved? What's the story?
If you know a extraordinary or just a really good kid, you can go to WGMradio.com/contest and fill out the Kid of the Week link. Or you can send me an email, msandberg@WGMradio.com, and I can help you do the link, and we can get that kid to be one of our Kids of the Week.
Joining us in studio, a lovely and talented spokesperson for an organization which we're about to highlight. A spokesperson, please identify yourself.
Good morning. I'm Lissa Dress from American Voice.
It's Lissa.
It's me.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We're doing fine. Thanks for bringing these folks in. Our American Voice is what?
Our American Voice is a nonprofit organization that teaches civics to middle school students in before or after school programs. And there's nothing more gratifying than watching middle school kids want to go to school at 7 o'clock in the morning or want to stay after
school. So this is a preschool program, or pre as in before school. Not pre as in little kid, but before school.
Or after school.
And this is your big complaints, Steve, is that young people don't know.
Don't teach kids government. And you guys are learning it. And now we're going to have you both be elected president at some point. Maybe you could share the job. Possibly. I mean, I'm just thinking. Kayla, what's your last name?
Aguilar.
Kayla, nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
And Olivia, how about you?
I'm 13.
What's your last name?
Moroz.
Were you guys interested in civics prior to this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say so.
Was it scary when you think about politicians in this country and the shape we're in?
Kind of, yeah.
But see, your optimism, you're young. Your optimism is crucial here. You got to get everybody fired up to get out there and vote in a few years and change things and make it right for you guys. It's your turn. You two fix it.
Okay, he's putting a lot of pressure on here. Kayla, when you look at what's going on in our country now, do any of those issues seem too big to apply to an eighth grader?
Definitely. I think what Trump wants is too much to ask for, and I think it's unnecessary.
Because the Constitution, the democracy is set up that we don't have kings. We don't have dictators, and it's kind of scary, right?
Yeah.
What's the most interesting thing, Olivia, you found out that you didn't know prior to this program?
Well, I learned a lot more about civics and how to be a good citizen. We mm-hmm. learned a lot about citizenship, and we did a lot of activities, which really helped with my understanding.
Like what? Give me an example.
We did things like we learned more about our Constitution. We had questions on what is citizenship, and we got into groups and discussed it. And if someone didn't know, we would help each other out. And then afterwards, we would have a group discussion, and everyone would like bring up their ideas and talk about it.
Did you talk about history, too? Like, for instance, did you know it's only been 100 years since women even were able to vote?
Oh, yeah. We talked about voting rights, and we talked about, like, slavery, all our amendments in the Constitution. Okay.
And same question for you, Kayla. What does it mean to you?
OAV, I feel like it helped me more on the being social and being able to talk to other people. Because, like, when I'm with other people doing projects, I don't really talk that much. But my teacher really pushed me into giving my idea of what we should do to help my school and everything like that.
You seem very confident. Were you shy?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
Well, that's great, because you seem very confident, laid back, and cool.
Thanks.
So this program helped, you said.
Yeah.
One of the things that was mentioned is that whatever impact you've had, you're not going to be at your school long enough to see that because you're an eighth grader. What is it that you worked on?
So basically, my school, we were trying to get vending machines into our school that only provide water, because in our cafeteria, there's only milk. So we wanted water.
Yeah, water. Listen, water's a building block of health, for crying out loud.
Please tell that to my daughter. But anyway, I wanted to point out one thing. What OAV does is the students identify a problem or a situation or a concern in their school or their neighborhood.
And they attack it?
And they identify a solution, and they do attack it. And they, by questioning people and filling out a form and going through a process, they really make a plan to solve a problem. And that's what they, through the civic process, they sometimes go to their school board, they sometimes go to their city council to get things approved. And that's exactly what Kayla's school did. They went to their city council. They're not going to see the benefits of water next year, but that's what eighth graders are leaving as their legacy.
And the Springfield Summit just happened, or it's about to happen?
Springfield is happening on Thursday. So we had a Chicago Summit where more than 100 students gathered to celebrate their projects, and they listened to guest speaker Carol Mosebron, ambassador and former senator.
Yep.
And on Thursday, we will have 17 schools go to Springfield. We will have 250 students in the Capitol. We call it zone defense. And they are going to meet all of their legislators, state reps, state senators, and also Governor Pritzker.
Well, that's great.
Oh, wow.
Do you have a question for the governor that you've thought of yet?
No.
Well, don't let him off the hook. You look that governor right in the eye, and you ask him something that matters to you.
Okay. Like when Madigan's going to come on the show?
Yeah, well, don't waste your time with that. But in the meantime, the other kids your age, do they see your interest in this as being something that's cool? Have you been able to get other kids involved, or they go, that's grown-up problems?
I feel like they're like, that's grown-up problems, because like my teacher, he asks, he's like, what any of you want to volunteer? And only like one kid who wasn't in student council raised his hand, mm-hmm. and the other... rest of my students were just like, no, I don't want to. I don't care.
Maybe you're a pioneer, though. Maybe you're starting this new trend, and everybody's going to want to get involved.
Well, sometimes it seems like it's more work until you do it, and then you realize there's benefits and that you can make a difference, and I think that probably fuels you. Olivia, do you go to the same school? Do you guys go?
No.
What is the project you worked on this year?
So we wanted to do something about kindness, and we decided to do it on the Golden Rule, which is treat others the way you want to be treated. And we decided we wanted to let everyone know that our school is a safe community. So what we did is we made up a mural made up of three canvases about the Golden Rule that everyone in our class worked on and everyone painted. And we put it right in front of our main office so that anyone who walks in can see that we have a safe school and that we accept everyone.
I like that.
That's pretty cool.
It's very nice. And in addition to that, everybody got involved, so everybody took part in it.
Yeah.
So everybody had a piece of the success, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys want to be when you grow up, Olivia?
Well, I do like singing and acting a lot, but I also do enjoy politics.
How about a singing actress politician?
We've had those before. They're called governors.
Yeah, that's a good point. And?
I'm more on the musical and then art side of life. So, yeah.
Well, you guys are.
Do you play anything?
The ukulele and the guitar.
Me too. Actually, I play nothing. No. It's great to have you here. You guys want to say hi to anybody? Either one of you married?
Hi, Mom.
Oh, there you go. That was smart. Mom.
Hi, everyone at my school. Who's
hi, Mom. Hi, everybody. Good cover. Nicely done by both of you.
How about to hi to your teachers and all the directors of OAV?
Oh, yeah.
Lissa, how does every school have OAV, or how do you get involved, or how do you make it come to your school?
Right now, we're in 28 schools across the state, and we welcome more, but of course, we also need funding for more, so this is a nonprofit organization that we're always seeking for donations, but we do this across the country. We've been in Tucson a lot, so anything that we can do to help schools, we absolutely will.
Yeah, and the thing is, this is crucial. I mean, all jokes aside, this is really crucial. It's crucial for your generation to get involved in politics, because things are so wacky now, people want to run away, and this is when you really need people involved. So it's really going to be up to you guys, because when I'm sitting in a nursing home waiting for you to bring me soup, it's going to be up to you guys to make sure the country's running.
Steve, it's important to note there's a bill in the Senate that's going to come out for a full vote to mandate civics in middle school students.
That's tremendous.
We already have that in high school. We did that about 3 years ago.
It's really important.
Illinois was one of 9 states that didn't mandate civics in high school, and now we're trying to get that in middle school as well.
And you two are pioneers. You're trendsetters. Remember that.
Okay.
You excited about the rest? You go, okay, stop yelling. You guys excited about your summer?
Yeah.
Any big plans?
I'm planning on going to Romania for a month to visit.
Swinging by?
To visit my family there.
You have family in Romania?
Mm-hmm.
So are you native? Your grandparents came from there, I assume?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. Have you ever been?
No. It's my first time going.
It's got to be tons of fun.
Yeah.
What do you do for a good time in Romania? Do you know?
Well, there's a lot of outdoor places, and I love being outdoor. There's a lot of pools, outdoor places.
Natural pools.
This one place that I really want to visit. It's like a treehouse hotel.
Oh,
it's really nice.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yes. And how about your summer?
How about you, Kayla?
Oh, I'm pretty boring, so, like, I'm just going to help my parents
boring.
Out.
Oh, she's going to help her parents.
You're a good kid. You got any brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
Bigger, littler?
I have a big brother and then two little sisters.
Oh, I bet you're a good big sister.
Yeah.
You crack the whip, keep them in order?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's great to meet you both. Lisa, thank you for this.
Thank you, Steve.
And the website for people if they want to help and you look into it?
OurAmericanVoice.org.
OurAmericanVoice.org. Thank you, girls.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you being here.